You have a plan for your business and a vision for its future. So it's important to have a banking partner that works to understand all of your goals and what it will take to help you reach them. Work with a banker who is dedicated to listening first and providing insightful, personalized advice that's right for you and your business. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too. The
children are our future. Shaletta Brundage is known as the Autism Mom, not just because she's got three kids on the spectrum, but because she's an advocate who works to educate and inspire other moms of kids with special needs. Give them a sense
of pride. Hey, parents, grandparents, godparents, aunties, and uncles who love someone with autism. Welcome to Taking Authority Over Autism, the podcast that is here to help all of us know that we're not alone. We are in community. We've got each other. And we've got this show. I thank y'all so much for trusting me to give you information that can help your families, resources that are available. And sometimes, like today, we just get to talk about fun stuff because it's April. That's our month. That's where everybody turns eyes and ears and heads this way to start talking about and acknowledging and making sure they're aware of autism. And there are some organizations that do amazing work for and with and in conjunction with our community all year long. But the St. Paul Saints do something so amazing in April. They partner with one of my favorite organizations, Frazier, to put on a sensory-friendly day at the ballpark. And I am just so excited that Kaylin and Eddie are here to join us, making their debut on Taking Authority Over Autism. I don't know what took you so long. It's only been 4 years since I've been doing the show, Eddie. I don't know why you're just not getting here.
It's embarrassing. Mm.
It really is. I'm not going to be mad at Kaylin because she's too pretty. I'm just going to be mad at you. Okay, guys, can I just say from every parent, every grandparent and godparent, auntie, uncle, cousin, older sibling, this sensory friendly day at the ballpark is so amazing. It is so needed. I love taking my kids to baseball games, but, you know, because of the autism, it may get too loud or, you know, they may be overstimulated and then they start crying and yelling and it messes up the game for other people. And then we have to leave. And then the kids who don't have autism are upset because we've got excited about going to a ballpark and we can't make it past first inning. And so on a day like the day that you're having this event, where it's sensory friendly. Everybody knows kids have autism. So they can cut up and they can stim and they can run and they can cry and they can be overstimulated. And the parents feel like we're not going to be judged because this is our day and we can stay as long as we want to. I'm blowing kisses. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome for to hear that, and to hear that this is something that means so much to you guys, because of course, you know, we just do it because it feels like it's what we're supposed to do. It's us serving our community and creating an inclusive environment for everybody. But to know that, you know, it's one step further and it's personal to people, that's what makes it all worth it. So,
okay. Now, Eddie, talk to me about this event, the day, the time. Folks are listening and they're like, oh, that's our jam, sensory friendly day. I got 5, 4, 6 kids. I need to get on over there to the game.
That's right. No, thank you, Shaletta. And I think Kaylin really, really nailed what we're trying to do. Everything there was exactly on point. It is this Sunday, so it's the 14th. The game starts at 2 o'clock. Our gates open at 12:30. And it has been promoted as a sensory friendly game, as you mentioned, for some time now. It's been on the promotions calendar, and we're hoping that the vast majority of folks who come are aware of what we're trying to do, and certainly we'll be communicating it throughout the game. And our friends at Frazier, Gina and Mary, have been so awesome in helping us get this get this done again this year. And there's a lot that goes in behind the scenes, and Kaylin's been running the show on this end, putting a lot of different pieces in place. And it's been so there's a lot of cooks in that kitchen, of course, just to but you also want to communicate as best as we can, and we certainly want folks to come to the game understanding what it is they're going to be part of. And and it's really not going to be different from a Saints game. It's going to be what folks would expect to be a Saints game, with some subtle changes, you know, as you mentioned, Shaletta, just to make it a little bit more of a positive experience for folks with that are going to be affected by different sensory experiences, mm-hmm. than some of our regular fans would be.
Okay, now Kaylin, you got to tell me, what can we expect? Because that's the thing about parents who have kids with autism. We got to know what we're walking into. We got to know what's waiting on us when we get there. We got to plan ahead. We got to talk to our kids. So talk to me about, once we step into that ballpark, what can our kids and our families expect?
Yeah, so I think you should certainly expect a typical Saints game environment, right? We're going to have, concessions open as normal, mm-hmm. have fun on-field promotions. We're going to have some awesome players coming through the Twins organization, definitely expect all of that. Expect all of the fun that you would expect at a normal Saints game. But you can come into it expecting it to be dialed back a few notches. So instead of, you know, loud screaming over the PA, it's going to be a little bit more toned down, a little bit more easygoing in the voice. Instead of music blaring out of 10, we're going to bring it down to maybe like a 3 or 4. So not as loud as it would typically be here at the ballpark. I think the other biggest piece of this too is that Frazier will be on site with us. They'll be right at the front gate as folks are coming in. So if you need that support to get your family through the front gates, to feel comfortable coming into CHS Field, they will be here and be able to assist your family with anything that you might need. And then the other biggest piece of this is thanks to our season ticket holders and our wonderful partners who typically have seats up in our Securian Financial Club. They have generously given up their tickets for this game and opened up the Securian Financial Club to be almost a sensory safe space. So for reference, for folks who might not have been to CHS Field before, we have a club space that is above the general concourse level, that is an indoor lounge space. There are some stadium seats that extend outside to overlook the field and a lovely patio as well. But we'll be using that, like I said, as a sensory safe space. So it's going to sort of take you and put you into a bubble outside of the environment that'll be going on outside. And Frazier will be in there as well to, again, provide support. And tickets are available to purchase to have access to that space if you feel like your family will need something like that. And that'll be at saints-groups.com using the password sensory friendly.
Okay. Now, Eddie, how important is it to have these partnerships? Because you could say all day long, we're going to have a sensory friendly day. But if you don't have a Frazier in there to welcome those families in and to get in that room and provide that support, it's really not going to have the same impact. So talk to me about the importance of building these relationships and these partnerships between the Saints and an organization like Frazier.
Absolutely. No, it's critical, and having the expertise, and I mean, you want to deliver something authentically, right? Shaletta, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We want it to be an experience that is enjoyed by all and remembered. And then of course the hope is that it's a positive experience to the degree that there'll be other opportunities to come back and enjoy a Saints game and environment, even if baseball's not the favorite sport or the favorite activity. Or the favorite form of entertainment. The hope is that you open the doors to more folks, that to more community, to more shared experiences, to get those things to open, to allow more folks to enjoy those things. And this is just one way that we can do it. It's a great fit on a Sunday, a family friendly day. So all the stars kind of aligned in a way to present this, and then Frazier's bringing their expertise to the table and their volunteers physically here too, to be able to assist where needed or helpful. And then this great space that as Kaylin was referencing, we can open up a space that wouldn't typically mm-hmm. be available, and also have sensory friendly activities going on within it. So in an environment that we have a little bit more control over.
All right. Now, I hadn't planned on doing anything until y'all start talking and my heart start beating fast. So I am going to give you guys copies of my autism children's books. And I want you to put them in that sensory suite so that when those kids with autism come in that suite, there'll be some books about kids just like them, so they can feel included and represented, and read those stories and know that they have a voice and a place in children's books. So I'm gonna drop those off. I'm gonna probably eat a hot dog or something too, but I'm gonna drop those off early so you can get them up in that suite so that those kids can have access to that. Is that okay, Kaylin? Because I know Kaylin's in charge. Eddie, you just acting. Kaylin is really running the show. I already know. You don't have to tell me.
I will give that 2 thumbs up. I think that is a wonderful addition, and we would very much appreciate that. So thank you.
Okay, Kaylin, before y'all go, you got to tell me, where can people get tickets, when the game is, what time it starts, how early can we get there? Because a lot of times we like to just go a little early, let them walk around, let them see, let them check things out before we get to our seats.
Yep. Yeah. So again, you can purchase tickets just to come to the game if you'd like. If you do want access to that sensory safe space during the game, those are going to be part of the special tickets that I mentioned earlier, which are available at saints-groups.com using the password sensory friendly. You can find all of that information on our website at saintsbaseball.com, where you can also purchase just regular tickets for the game. But yes, again, this will be on Sunday, April 14th. Game starts at 2:00. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. You're welcome to arrive right when gates open to take advantage of more of a quiet concourse before the rest of the folks get in for that day's game.
All right, Eddie, who are we playing? Because for some of us, this is going to be our first St. Paul Saints game. And so some of us may have never even been to a baseball game. I got a couple of parents who are like, "What? Now, who are these people with the sensory friendly? I'm taking my kids." And they're crossing the river. They bring in a passport, right? Because right. They're crossing the river from Brooklyn Park to St. Paul. So they need to bring their passport. I told them, bring your passport. You got to stamp your passport. And we're going to declare anything you take back, because apparently that's like taking your family to another country. So who are we playing?
We are playing the Iowa Cubs, so the AAA affiliate of the Chicago Cubs, and the Saints are the AAA affiliate, which means the highest level of the minor leagues, mm-hmm. of course, of our Minnesota Twins. So it's a good little friendly rivalry. I think we're actually the closest to one another of any minor league team. So it's a nice little friendly rivalry there between the two organizations, but it's also, of course, great fan bases in both organizations as well. So it's nice to see we get a lot of Cubs fans here during these games as well.
All right, now you got to tell me this, and this may be a deal breaker for me: is the Ozempic gonna be there? If the Ozempic is there, I'm there.
He will be here, and yes. He is adorable. So adorable. Yes.
That is the star of the show. Well, Kaylin and Eddie, thank y'all so much for being on the podcast, for the work you're doing to make our families feel included and a part of Saints baseball. God bless you, and happy Autism Awareness Month.
Thank you, Shaletta. So thanks for having us.
All right. And thank y'all for being here for another week. Get out there to that game. Make sure you come up to me and my kids. I want to say hi to you. I want to shake your hand. I want to hug you. This is a safe space for our kids. They are doing this for us. And let's make sure that we support them the way that they are supporting us. I always like to say, support the people who support your people. And Saints Baseball is supporting people with autism. Let's get our tickets. Let's show up. Let's show out and have a good time. I'll see you there.
Always fun and informative, Shaletta's a big draw at autism conferences across the country. Find out how you can book her as a featured speaker for your next event at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
People say we're made up. Just a myth. At least we can all agree that recycling is real. Don't believe me? Recycled food cans are transported by Minnesota companies to foundries and steel mills throughout the Midwest. These cans are made into new products, like wire, beams, and parts for cars and appliances. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
Are you planning a trip during spring break? Traveling can bring you in contact with people from many different places where viruses like COVID-19 are spreading. When you're traveling, it's often impossible to avoid crowded spaces. So protect yourself and take precautions. Make sure you're up to date with COVID-19 vaccines before you leave home, and don't travel if you're sick. Wearing a well-fitting, high-quality mask is an additional prevention strategy that you can choose to further protect yourself and others from respiratory viruses in busy places with poor ventilation, like airport jetways, airplanes when the ventilation system is off, or when using public transportation. Respiratory infections are a leading reason why travelers seek medical care. People 65 and older and those with a weakened immune system are at highest risk for COVID-19, whether at home or away. If that describes you, talk to your healthcare professional for specific recommendations before deciding to travel. Take precautions so viral infections won't get in the way of your vacation fun.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips, and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me, this is news they can use.